the universe is it's on a healing process. The Earth is in a healing process. That process is automatic. I mean, there's nothing we can do to stop that. I think that what we need to do is to expand the consciousness of people, to let them know that the universe, the Earth, is a mirror or reflection to know who we are. That reflection now shows that we have decay within us. So as the universe changes, the Earth changes, it's going to change the consciousness of people automatically. You know, it's going to be an automatic process, nothing we have to do anything with. So I think that our outcome should be to expand our consciousness so we can be able to educate in consciousness to fulfill the need to teach, you know, so that people can understand what's happening.
So is there a component of that, I guess, is what you're asking?
Sure.
Is there a component
of
that?
Or is that part of your understanding of your thinking?
I think it's absolutely central. And in point, your fact that as the Earth changes and our consciousness changes with it is almost a presumption that underpins much of what we're doing. I mean, the consciousness raising has already been taking place. We look out there and there's a huge degree of awareness about these issues. And what we're trying to do now is to figure out, how do you mobilize that to actually change something? Once people begin to think, once they begin to feel, how do you then give them the tools that's necessary for them to be able to change the way that they act?
Okay. We cannot do this with legislation.
In other Certainly words, not legislation alone.
Right.
There's a
role
we can't
legislate it. Yeah. We cannot stop. If we come up with a deal to stop industry from doing chemicals, they're only going to find another source. You know, they're going to go around. It's a circle. It's a vicious cycle. In other words, how do we get off the cycle?
Well, one important component of it, and this is obviously something that has a lot of different aspects to it, but one of the strong things about a lot of the environmental issues is there's a lot of it that doesn't require us to petition government to do anything. We can learn some lessons from the early stages of the civil rights movement. When people didn't want to ride in the back of the bus, they didn't petition government for a law, and they didn't bring a law, so they got up, they walked to the front of the bus, they sat down, and let the rest of the bus adjust to that. And some guys